We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Real quick, dude. I need you to get into Ryan Russillo, man. Okay. How do we go 4 hours without mentioning this?
Okay. So Ryan Russillo, who is a host on ESPN and ESPN Radio, who I think is a pretty good host and does a lot of things
was a pretty good host.
It might be was.
Yeah.
I don't know if he was on vacation or what, but he was out in Wyoming. He tweeted some pictures earlier this week from Montana. He was arrested. He's 42 years old. He was arrested in Teton County, Wyoming. The details are as follows. Criminal entry. Apparently, he had, how do I put this? Ryan, it was late at night last night, 3:45 in the morning. Two people were asleep in a condo when they heard somebody come in. They didn't know the man and asked him to leave because he was drunk, according to reports. Police arrived a few minutes later. Occupants pointed the suspect out, who was found in a bedroom. Russillo, who lives in Connecticut, reportedly had bloodshot eyes, slurred speech, couldn't coherently answer any questions, and there are reports that he was naked.
So he thought he was at his own house?
Yeah, apparently.
Or apartment, whatever it was. He's on vacation. He walked at the...
And refused to leave.
Well, he's drunk. He doesn't know where the hell he's at that point.
Yeah. This is not good.
Well, first of all, no one was injured.
Nobody was hurt. No, and he didn't assault anybody or anything like that.
It was clearly just, was...
He thought he was... You have to think that he thought he was in the wrong... He thought he was in his condo or whatever he must have been renting
something. What is the door doing unlocked? How does he just walk in at 3 in the morning?
It's Wyoming. I mean, exactly what is the crime rate in Wyoming?
I don't know.
Apparently not very big.
I guess not.
You know, it's not living in a rough area.
I guess not.
As far as we gather.
Considering he walked in and they politely asked him to leave instead of beating the hell out of him when he walked in, like most people would do if somebody just walked in your house at 2 in the morning. Somebody walk in my house at 2 in the morning. I don't think I'm going to say, sir, you're in the wrong house. Could you leave?
Yeah.
I don't think that's happening.
I mean, listen, we've all been in some dicey situations. I will admit that there were times in my 20s when maybe I had a few too many and was knocking on or was trying to open the wrong hotel room door. Right. But that's as far as it got. You're sticking a key in the thing and it's not working. And then you realize, oh, wait, that's not my room. Where is my room? So what this sounds like is that he just walked in the door. They are hearing him come in the door. They tell him to leave. And he walked into another bedroom, stripped naked, fell asleep on the bed. That's what I'm guessing happened.
Yeah.
Is that going to get him fired?
Hell yeah, it's going to get him fired.
hang on a second.
Yeah, it's going to get him fired.
They didn't fire Britt McHenry right away.
Okay.
I mean, they suspended her. This is not good. That was pretty bad.
What did she do?
She was the one who was yelling and screaming at the parking attendant, calling her fat, calling her a loser, all that stuff.
Yeah, it's not the same.
I don't know. I mean, if he was just drunk and in the wrong place and whatever, it's not good.
Let me ask you this. If he had ended up with a bullet in his ass, what would have happened then? Because if you walk into somebody's house and they shoot you, then
especially if you're in Wyoming.
Exactly. Then what?
Yeah. I mean, well, then he's got a bullet in his ass.
Just saying,
yeah, but I will say this. When you think about it, that first show back on the air, that's a little hard to come back from. The way that plays out, that's a little hard to come back.
Well, when I first saw this, I'm thinking, okay.
Here's the other thing.
I say that all. Did he break in somebody's house?
Right. This kind of thing, you know, listen, you get what happened, but he's 42 years old.
Yeah, he's not in his 20s. But
like, if you told me that happened to Ben, mm-hmm. I would probably believe it.
Right.
Ben, can you ever foresee a scenario where that would have happened for you? Or has that happened for you?
No, I can't get that drunk. My body's incapable of getting that drunk.
Right, you're down before you even get that far.
Well, you just ain't even trying that hard.
Well, he's still young, too.
Yeah. You can't get that drunk? What does that mean? You're not capable.
He goes out before I go down.
That much. Yeah, that means he can't drink as much.
Okay. So you just pass out before anything like that would ever happen.
Exactly.
Okay. But if you told me that happened to Ben, I would believe it. Mm-hmm. You know, 25, maybe making a questionable decision. Mm-hmm. Okay. 42? I think we're a little far down the pike, aren't we?
Yeah, I mean, hell, he's out in Wyoming, in God's country. Having a good time.
I guess.
I think it was an honest mistake, honestly.
Honest mistake, but a stupid mistake.
Yeah, now I changed my mind. He shouldn't be fired.
He shouldn't be?
No.
Just suspended?
But it's not funny if you're those people. Like,
that's
if you're
true.
Those people, you're
I
terrified.
Agree.
If that happened to me, I would be out of my mind.
They didn't seem terrified, let me just say. Just because terrified would have had me doing other things.
Yeah, well, I mean, terrified is, you would
see what state he's in.
Yeah.
They didn't come in like a madman saying, lay down. Where's all the jewels at?
Right.
He's obviously stumbling around in there.
Hmm.
I can tell.
This is
you
a tough
never
one.
Really had your house broken into, have you?
I've had my car broken into a couple times.
I've had the house broken into before as a kid.
When you were home or
oh,
no?
Yeah, I was there. I was there. See, back then, they're talking about in the 80s, where you could sleep in the summertime with your window open. You know damn well we didn't have an air conditioner in the house. So you sleep with your window open, right? So you can get the breeze coming in there. And this is back when they had homes that had fire escapes on them, right? Where, you know, you got the fire escape out the window. In case there's a fire, you better get down.
Right.
So, you know, if you're in one of those and you're sleeping heavy and you got the window open, yeah, somebody could easily come up the fire escape and go into your house.
Well, it's scary.
I've had that. I've had that happen before. Yeah. So, you know.
So you're going back and forth on this one.
What's that?
Should he be fired or not?
I don't think he should be fired.
Here's what's really troubling with the, you know, the mugshots are never good. Mm-hmm. With the mugshot,
I need more details before I say he should be fired.
Okay.
Did he touch anybody while he was in there?
It doesn't give any indication that happened. He was charged with criminal entry, which in Wyoming is a misdemeanor similar to trespassing.
Yes, that's exactly
what
it is.
It's a misdemeanor.
That's what it is.
So he was a drunken buffoon who couldn't answer questions and went, I'm not leaving, and goes to bed because he thought he was home.
Yeah.
He thought he was in the right place. But here's the problem. You look at the arrest, the picture and stuff.
Yeah.
Has his name, Ryan Russillo, age 42, city, West Hartford, Connecticut, sex, not specified. What does that mean? Not specified.
I don't know what that means.
Yeah. It's not hard to tell.
He's a man.
That's a tough night.
It sounded like it was a good night for him.
Up until that point.
Yeah.
Up until that point.
That was an honest trespassing, though.
It is a misdemeanor punishable by imprisonment for not more than 6 months, a fine of not more than $750, or both. Well, he's not going to jail for it.
I would hope not.
Yeah, I would hope not either. We haven't gotten...
Again, as long as he didn't touch anybody.
Right. The indications are that he didn't,
I don't know if there were kids in the house, he got in the bed with somebody, I don't know.
He said there were only two individuals in the place.
Oh, okay.
And they heard him.
Okay.
That's a rough night.
Should have got some hot grits and threw them on him. I bet you'd wake up then, wouldn't he?
I would think so, a little bit. Oh, my God. That'll perk you right up. Tom in Upper Darby. Tom, what's going on?
Oh, Chris and Ike. Finally, I get to talk to you guys. Ike, I haven't talked to you since you were with Mike. But, Chris, you're awesome. You're fabulous.
I appreciate that. Do you ever wake up naked in the wrong apartment?
No, I've Woke up naked, but not in the wrong place.
There you
That's
go.
For sure.
Now, That's the other sure. question is, were you by yourself?
I was by myself, yeah.
Yeah.
But,
I feel you.
Let me ask you this real quick, bro. Tom, Hold on, Tom. I'm throwing this question out there to you, Chris, and every other man out there and woman out there. I know it's pretty okay for a woman to sleep naked alone. Like, do men sleep naked alone?
I think so on occasion, yeah.
I've never slept naked alone in my life.
Now, what's wrong with that?
And why would I want to be naked?
Well, because alone. I want to be unencumbered.
Let me.
All right,
say
you, please no. weigh in here, will you?
I was in the army at the time and had too many to drink. So yeah, and the next day when my DI pulled us out of bed, I mean to tell you, I spent multiple days school the soldier for that instance.
Okay.
Let me say one thing about the Sixers. I'm more excited about the Sixers now than when Moses Malone came, although that was a pretty good time. But I think we have a team that's going to gel and grow. And hearing that Ben Simmons scored 34 points in a pickup game in Australia just makes me believe that things are going to start falling together for the 76ers. I really do believe that, and at least that's my hope. Hopefully Embiid stays healthy.
Yeah,
and let me throw in the ultimate trade that really didn't make to be a trade, and that was that changed the whole aspect of sports all over, and that was the Kurt Flood trade, along with when Lefty came to Philadelphia.
Yeah.
And he said, no, I don't belong to people. I should be allowed to go where I want to go. That changed sports completely and entirely across the board. And so I just wanted to throw that in there. And
that's a pretty good one, you know, because, I mean, that led to free agency. And, you know, it's one of those things that when baseball owners gave it up, they were never getting it back.
Uh-huh.
They were never getting it back. I mean, all right, I'll admit it. I've done it. I've slept alone naked. I've done that.
Yeah.
It's just to be comfortable.
Never.
When you're a bigger guy, everything is ill-fitting.
Never in my life.
Not once.
Not once.
Not in a hotel, nothing.
Ever.
All right.
I don't know. I don't even think it's ever crossed my mind.
Well, it obviously did because you just brought it up.
No, I meant to sleep naked.
No, I know.
My mind now is because of Russillo.
All right.
Being
well,
in bed naked.
If... you know, the only reason I would is if...
No, big guy.
Yeah, big guy, and maybe the boxer's a little snug that week.
All righty.
Listen, don't ask the question. You don't want an answer.
All righty.
Speaking of which, before I get back to the calls, Nerlens Noel.
Yeah.
Are you out of your freaking mind?
What did he do?
He turned down a contract at $17.5 per year. And then fired his agent. So who was he hired? Sixers GM Rich Paul.
Rich Paul, yeah.
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 $17.5 million per year turned down with the Mavericks.
How many years?
Does not say. But does say he believes he's worth a max contract.
Yeah, that's the agent speaking.
Mm-hmm.
Look,
if he gets it.
Well, he can't get it. Who's going to give it to him?
I don't know.
Who has max money right now?
No, exactly. But
if they're willing to give Nerlens Noel.
I can't imagine that it was a 12-year deal. You know, it's not.
He was hoping to get it from the Mavericks.
Two or three for 17 and a half a year?
Four-year deal.
Still, for 4 years, that'd be fine. He still has a chance at a max down the road.
Oh, yeah, you have to convince me. I would have taken it in a heartbeat.
Guida's big summer sales event has been extended through August. Receive 40% off all windows and doors. Call 877-GO-GUIDA or visit GOGUIDA.com. Tom apparently has fallen asleep in someone's house at the shore once, and he joins us now. Tom.
Oh, yeah, I bet that's happened for sure.
Tom, what's up, buddy?
Hey, guys, how you doing?
Good. Here's the question, Tom. Did you realize that you were at somebody else's house, or did you think it was your house, and that's why you were there?
I had no idea where I was at. Somebody tapped me on the shoulder and said, "Hey, buddy, this is." I could have pounded the crap out of me. I'm sure if the shoe was on the other foot, I would have done it to him. Tapped me on the shoulder and just said, "Hey, buddy, you're in the wrong house. You got to go." And I got up and walked out. Crazy.
Well, I'll tell you, you were fortunate.
Yeah, that's actually one place where I can sort of envision this happening.
Yeah, I could easily see that.
Down at the shore, all the shore homes are real close to each other. A lot of staggering going on around there at night. I can imagine you walking up in the wrong house.
Absolutely, absolutely. One other thing, too. I'm actually, on sports or anything, I'm really kind of excited for tomorrow night to see the first-team offense, get a little more playing time, kind of see how things are starting to gel. Mm-hmm. Hear a lot about things in practice, so I'm kind of hoping to see it come to fruition on the field.
I agree. I want to, and it seems like they're going to play, right? A little bit of an extended time.
Oh, yeah. I know Doug doesn't like to talk about it, but they played more last week than we thought they were going to play. I would expect them to play through the first half.
Yeah.
Into the third.
Yeah, third quarter. Now, if they have a bunch of long drives in the first half and they put up a few touchdowns, Doug may say, there's no need to run him out there in the third quarter. I've seen enough from the offense. I'm good. But a lot of what they've done, I think a big part of the reason why they stayed in there last week, they kept going 3-and-out. I mean, they went 3-and-out when Michael Kendricks got that interception, didn't they?
That was the third down play, was the one that he ran the wrong route on, supposedly.
Right.
Toward the end zone that Jeffrey did.
Right.
So, yeah, they went 3-and-out and kicked the field goal.
Yeah.
I mean, 3-and-out meaning they didn't have to punt because they had the ball inside the 10.
Mm-hmm.
How about Jabbo and St. Horsham? Jabbo, what's up, Biggie?
Yo, what's up, fellas? Let me take you off speaker. There you go.
Wouldn't kill you.
Lots of questions to answer here. Let's start with the sleeping naked one.
Yeah. Where else would you start?
I've been sleeping naked since I moved out of my house when I was probably 18 years old. Went to college. Up until now, I've been married for 20. How many years have I been married? 23 years now.
What the hell are you asking me for?
Naked as a jaybird every night.
Every night.
Oh,
every
baby.
Night.
And for the same reason you like it, it's just more comfortable.
Listen, I don't want to be all bound up. I want to be unencumbered. I don't do it. I do it one-tenth of 1% of the time. But on occasion when I'm at the hotel.
No, come on.
Listen, on occasion when I'm at the hotel and I got the big bed to myself.
Okay.
So, I mean, Ike, let me ask you a question.
Again, you brought it up.
What'd you say?
Do you wear pajamas to bed?
No, I sleep in my underwear.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Tidy whiteys?
No, not tidy whiteys.
All right, let me get back to my point.
I don't even think my wife would allow me to own a pair of white underwear, man. Yeah, I don't think so.
Mine either.
I mean, I'm 61 years old, but that was the stuff back in the day.
All right,
tidy whiteys.
Yep.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.